The main aim of this exhibition is to tell the truth about the armed conflict in Syria. Several journalists taking part in the event have recently visited the crisis-hit Arab nation and collected exclusive photographs and videos. They've also brought back various objects with them, which give the audience a feeling of being there. Among them is this wrecked car. It was loaded with over a ton of explosives. It is part of the evidence of a suicide bomb attack, which was carried out in Damascus on 21st of February, just outside of the Russian embassy, in which dozens of people were killed. This car was traveling behind the truck, which was exploded on that fateful day. Its driver got injured before he could detonate the explosives. The car itself was badly damaged, but the police managed to remove the explosive safely.
We wanted to bring something very special for this exhibition, and our guide in Syria narrated us about the February attack and the second unexploded vehicle. It was lying in a police depot. After 3 days, I flew to Russia with it, although it was incredibly difficult to bring it back.
The photographers also managed to visit areas targeted by chemical weapons. They saw ruined buildings, including hospitals, schools and churches. They weren't allowed to film the actual army operations against militants. However, their main aim was to capture its devastating impact.
We saw a lot of devastation on the streets. So many buildings are ruined. There's so much drama on the streets, snipers, explosions, and people still have to live there.
The organizers of the exhibition say the people they met in Syria remain hopeful that the conflict will end soon. However, this unique exhibition allows people elsewhere to take a glimpse of deadly carnage and devastations in Syria. Julia Lebova, Press TV, Moscow.